Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I bought a heater recently for the, is it the back room or the front room? I suppose it's at the front of the flat, as in near the door you go into. I sort of think of it as a back room though, because the living room is on the opposite side and I spend most of the time in the living room. But anyway, I'm going to say it's the front room. So I bought a small heater for the front room because in the winter there's no heating whatsoever. And it's cold. The only heating we have is in the front room, and that's the like air conditioning unit. So I've got this little heater, and now I can finally use this front room again, which is the room that I use as a sort of office. And up until then, I've just been stuck inside, working inside the living room, which was nice and warm, but I didn't have a great place to work. So I've just been working at the kitchen dining table. Which is less than ideal. So I'm happy to be back in an office type environment, you know, with a proper desk. But I've had to turn the heater off just so I can record this podcast because it's a bit noisy. So yeah, the longer I stand here, the colder it's getting. The temperature really drops quickly because the windows in Japanese houses and flats are very drafty. They let in lots of cold air easily. Anyway, I don't want to talk to you about heaters and cold rooms and things like that today. I want to tell you what I got up to on the weekend, which was I travelled to a reservoir, which is a French word. I don't know what it means in French, but I know what it means when we use it in English. It's just like a man-made lake. So originally it would have been like, I don't know, like a small stream flowing in a valley. A small stream with some like hills on each side. And then you build a big dam wall. So this big wall to stop the water. And then the water rises and rises and rises. And then this lake appears. And that's a reservoir. And we often build them to like store water somewhere. So maybe we want like to store water for drinking water, that kind of reason. So anyway, I saw it on the map. I was just looking, I often do this. I'll look at like a satellite type map and I'll find out places that look, you know, I can see lots of green or I can see lots of water. And I think, let's go and check that out. Maybe there's a nice place to walk around there. Maybe it's a bit of a nature type area. As you know, if you listen to this podcast often enough, I'm always trying to find somewhere with lots of nature that's nice and quiet. And it is pretty difficult to do when you live so close to Tokyo. But anyway, so it took me about 2 hours to get to this place and 3 trains to get there. And it was a lot quieter than I expected, to be honest. I thought it would be busier because we got there and we started walking around and I thought, this is quite nice. This is a nice area. We arrived at the train station and we looked around. Well, we didn't look around. We were walking around trying to find this big reservoir, this big man-made lake. And so we saw quite a bit of the city it was in. And it was a nice town. And I thought, yeah, why aren't there more people here? Why aren't there more tourists? And then we got closer and closer to this reservoir. And it was actually a really nice view. I mean, it's a man-made lake. So it's sort of like a fake lake. But it just looks like a very natural lake. And you've got all these mountains in the background, and then you've got these trees all around the lake, and it was really big. And it was actually a great view, really nice. And I thought, like, why aren't there more people here? You know, it's a big lake. You can walk around the whole thing, surely, and it must be, you know, it must attract lots of people. So we carried on walking, and we walked all the way across the dam wall. So, you know, the giant wall that they've built that holds all the water inside this lake, stopping it from coming out. We walked all the way across there, and then it sort of just ended. There was like a park at the one side, and then you couldn't go any further around this lake, apparently. This is what my wife was telling me. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, yes, there were no, like, there wasn't like a path to walk around it like I thought there was going to be. I thought you'd be able to walk around all of this lake, all of this reservoir. But you could only walk on one side, just like the dam wall side. So it was just a tiny, tiny bit of the lake that you could walk along. And yes, all the paths, you know, there weren't any paths to go around the rest of it, but there were roads. So I was wondering, if you were to get on a bike and cycle along those roads, would you find any like small paths that lead off to the reservoir? Or maybe not. Maybe you can't see all of it. Maybe you can't walk along all of it. Maybe you can just walk along this tiny bit of it, which I still am rather surprised by, to be honest, because it was such a nice place and it was so quiet and, you know, great scenery and lots and, you know, really big. So, obviously, and loads of trees everywhere, so in forests and things. So there must have been, it must have been good to walk around there. But for some reason, it was all like fenced off. Like there was a fence stopping you from going into it. I don't know why. But yeah, that was a bit weird. Having said that, though, the place that we did see, you know, there were a couple of like parks there and some big open, like, well, yeah, fairly big, actually. Big, open, like, grassy areas. Lots of space there. So, yeah, I would probably go back there again. The only thing is, it's about 2 hours away. And 2 hours, to me, you know, 2 hours is a long time. Like, I'm just thinking about if I was to live, well, wherever I was living in the UK, I think you're probably not 2 hours away from somewhere really natural. I know when I was in Manchester, I was only about 30-minute drive away from the Peak District. And the Peak District, wow, that place is huge. And it just has so much natural landscapes you can go and walk along. So many paths, so many trails to walk along. You'll probably never get bored of it. I don't think you can see it all in one lifetime. Maybe if you go there every day, you can see it all. But it's really big, sort of like the Lake District as well. That's absolutely gigantic. It would take you ages, forever to walk around it all. And some places, there'll be some places in the south as well, south of England, and further north. There's just these kind of sort of like natural places everywhere, all over England. Having to travel 2 hours to get to it was a bit inconvenient. 2 hours and 3 trains. An hour, I would say, is good. You know, that's like the maximum limit for me, an hour. But like two, I mean, you're going, if it's 2 hours away, that's 4 hours out of your day just to go and see this place. I think we must have stopped there for maybe about 2 hours. So yeah, maybe like 2 hours staying there, 4 hours traveling. So most of your day just gets spent traveling, which is not great. So I'm going to keep looking for other places, and maybe one day I'll find one. But, you know, like find somewhere like a natural type place that's more convenient. But I don't know. I really don't know. Because where we live, it's everything has just been cut down. You know, like all the trees have been destroyed. They've all been killed so that people can have houses and fields and bullet train tracks and big roads and, yeah, factories, warehouses, all kinds of industry around here. And there is, it's really hard finding those sort of natural type spots where nature still remains. It really has been cut away, you know, destroyed by man quite a lot in the area I live. And not just the area I live, it's like this entire place, really. So yes, but I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep exploring. Every now and again, I find like a small park, and you know, I like going around parks very much. So it's still rewarding. I don't think I've found everywhere yet. There's still lots of places to find, so I'll keep looking. Aside from that, I've been a bit busy with work, which is why this particular episode is a bit late. I've been having some weird problems getting everything set up correctly on my computer, and then I spend ages on it. Like the other day, I spent almost an entire Sunday just trying to fix stuff on my computer, getting it ready for the work week. And it was working fine, but then I ended up having another problem with it again. Anyway, I've done some more work on it again. I've changed the way it all works again. So hopefully things will go back to normal now. And things will settle down and I can just concentrate on doing my work and not worry about computer problems and things like that, which will be very nice. Right, so until next time, bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.